That sudden departure of former VA Secretary David Shulkin revved up questions about the Vacancies Act. Did he quit or was he fired? How an administration can respond to political openings depends on that question and how you interpret the Vacancies Act. For more on the act and why it might need reform, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke to Project on Government Oversight Policy Associate Rebecca Jones.
The Federal Vacancies Reform Act of 1998, it basically dictates who can perform certain non-delegable duties of a vacant office. Now, these aren't any offices. There's about 1,200 advice and consent positions. So these are positions where the president nominates the employee, and then the Senate actually goes through the full confirmation process to get them in the role. So what the Vacancies Act does, it says who can fill in when that person is no longer able to fulfill in their duties. So it says who can fill in and for how long.
And so what was the purpose of the act when it was brought in? Was there a lot of abuse of people saying, oh, I don't like that guy, let me put this person in there?
I think they just wanted more clarity in exactly how long these acting roles could fill in. So they didn't want people going from acting to acting to acting. They wanted some on paper clarity. We want, you know, you can sit in here for 210 days, longer with some exceptions, but on paper, no one can sit in for longer than this.
Yeah, I've always wondered what happens after that 210 days. Is it that the Senate is forced to take action, or does the executive have to do something?
Well, that's part of the problem, is that as it's written, there's not a lot of enforcement capability, and it's almost entirely self-policing. So the way it works is that whoever takes over in the acting role can do it for 210 days. Now, that's extended by 90 days if we're in the first 60 days of a presidency. So, in other words, when President Trump came into office, there was a little extra wiggle room for the folks who were hanging in there to stay on. So, if there's a nomination made in that time, so while that process is in the Senate, whoever's in the acting role can stay there for as long as it takes. They can actually go through that twice. So if the nominee in the Senate is denied, right, so President Trump nominates someone and the Senate refuses to confirm them, the person in the acting, the 210 days actually starts over for them. That can happen twice. Now, after that, that's not really been tested yet. And to actually get them out of that position, that's not really been tested. That's part of the problem and why we think that the Vacancies Act needs a little bit of reform. It's been long enough, and we think the Congress should take another look at it to clear up some of those issues.
Rebecca Jones is the Beth Daly Policy Associate at the Project on Government Oversight. And so let's get to those reforms. What do you have in mind for enforcing these rules? I mean, are you going to have the Capitol Guard go into someone's office and say, no, you're not allowed in here? Or what do you have in mind?
Well, you know what? We think that Congress should take another look at it and see what they think would be best. One of the problems is that there are just ambiguities in the language, right? So we've seen this in the news just recently with former Secretary Shulkin at the Veterans Affairs. So he was either fired or resigned from that role just last month. So now he's saying, you know, I never submitted a letter of resignation. But the Vacancies Act comes into play here because if Shulkin resigned, then President Trump could appoint an acting secretary under the Vacancies Act, right? And that's just what he did when he named Robert Wilkie, who was the Undersecretary for Defense for Personnel and Readiness. But this actually bypassed the VA's deputy secretary named Tom Bowman, who would have customarily stepped into that role under his acting capacity, right? So now we don't know if Shulkin was fired or that he resigned. If he was fired, then the Vacancies Act doesn't specifically allow for the president to fill the position. But there's some disagreement here, which revolves around whether otherwise unable to perform under the statute means fired.
And I imagine that the Vacancies Act probably doesn't include anything of saying the president must tell the Senate if somebody was fired or resigned, like they must submit their letter of resignation for evidence or anything like that.
Well, it requires the agency to report to the Government Accountability Office. So anytime there's a vacancy or anytime there's one of these acting employees steps into the role, they're required to notify the GAO. Now, the GAO, you know, we'll publish that, but it's entirely self-policing. So, I mean, that's another a problem with it, you know. So you have people doing things like changing their titles. Just recently at the Social Security Administration, the GAO sent a letter to the president, and that's part of their duty. So the agency reports to the GAO, right? And then the GAO will send a letter to the president once the 210 days we were talking about comes up. So they just recently did this to the commissioner of the Social Security Administration, and they told the president her time was actually up, I think, late November. So she had been sitting in the role until just mid last month. So she's now stepped down and has the title of deputy commissioner now. But she sent out a letter to her employees saying, I'm still leading the agency. I'm still in charge. So that's concerning to us because that actually, you know, is going against the Vacancies Act. If she's still performing these non-delegable duties, that's in violation.
The Sam Rothstein approach. Rebecca Jones is the Beth Daly Policy Associate at POGO. That's the Project on Government Oversight. And what has the Government Accountability Office said anything about the Vacancies Act itself? Have they had any recent reports or audits of the idea and, you know, come up with other issues that you all have seen as well?
Well, they look into it every so often, but, you know, it really comes down to Congress to reform this act. I believe the GAO looked at it recently, looked at a few IG vacancies and whether vacancies in general are harmful to the workplace. But, you know, they did find some disturbing statistics. They said that, you know, a majority of people they surveyed found that a person in an acting role is less independent in appearance than a permanent role. So, I think the GAO does think that it's important to get these positions filled on a permanent basis, but it's really Congress that needs to look at this act and sort of reform it based on the problems that we've seen since it was written.
There's been a lot of firsts with this administration, but I imagine that this is one area where we may have seen this before. Were there other vacancy troubles in the Bush or Obama administration that you can recall?
Absolutely. So this is not just a problem with the Trump administration. This has been going on for many administrations. I know under the Obama administration, for example, the GAO sent six of those letters that I was talking about, like they just sent to the president about the SSA vacancy. This isn't a new issue by any means. It's just it can be exacerbated, and it's in the news more with the high turnover rate of employees leaving.
Yeah, and on another one of those turnovers, what about the Mick Mulvaney situation? What are you all seeing from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau as he was sort of just brought in there without any sort of oversight from the Senate or anybody else, I guess?
Right. So Mick Mulvaney's in an interesting position when it comes to the Vacancies Reform Act. Under the act, the president can appoint someone to fill in an acting capacity who has already gone through this vetting process through the Senate, right? So Mick Mulvaney is now the acting head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, as well as maintaining his position as the director of OMB. So that is concerning in some ways just because, you know, you have this person who is now the director of both agencies, major important work, protecting consumer rights and making sure that everything is up to speed. So that's sort of another problem with the Vacancies Reform Act is that you can have one person filling in two major, major roles. And we don't know what kind of effect that's having on their ability to do their work or within the agency how it's affecting their employees' ability to do their work.
Rebecca Jones is a policy associate at the Project on Government Oversight, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.